might seek them. And I will, yes. We'll talk about the next Omud, next daf and Omud. I hope Monday to start the next meeting. So, I miss something never. Monday, start the next meeting. In the meantime, Sunday will do that. A few words, always about the pasha. Some words we spoke about, some words, new. Have a finish, man. Here, we talk about this already. The Rambam says the end of Hilchos Melachim. Says, "Are y'all out of life?" So we may say, "Mashiach, he bought the dove of me in Hagos Alaylam." He is a Mechidus Mashiach Beishas. Very good, Beis of Malachim. The last parak in Yad HaChazoka. Don't think that the Mashiach Mashiach will be changed in the natural order of natural law. He is a Mechidus Mashiach Beishas. Elo Elam Kimin Hogai Elam Kimin Hogai Noyeg Vizesh Nemar Biashaya Vigoz Avim Kevis Venomem Gidiyu Bots, which is after in Futlaw Zabach and Pesach. Because the Avim Kevis, the wolf will live with the sheep, and no mare in Gedir, Boss, and the leopard will graze with the goat. Moshal Vechido, because if that would happen, that would be a Shina in Tevash Olaylam. Someone says it won't be a Shina in Tevash Olaylam. Aye, the Possum says that Possum. It's a Moshal Vechido. In and Adol Meshu Yisrael Yeshem Abedach, Klai Yisrael, in Rishay Akum, Amshul Mekzeb, Klai Yisrael is the Kevis and the Gedir. That's the Buddha Chazal, Kevis Echot, being the Shim Ze'evim. And that's the right, the Buddha Chazal, they did that, this Moshul. And the Akum, the Goyim, are called Ze'ev, the Nomer. Shanema, Ze'ev, a voice of the Dame, the Nomer, so Kate, all the way him. We are to call him Das Ramis. So Ram just told us, Ram said there would be no changes. Aye, the pasuk is the Moshul Vechido. So then is Yesh Ayin a little bit from the Gemara in the Bemehmet Ligin. The Gemara says, "Asidu Yisro Shetel B'chol Yoy." Asidu Yisro Shetel B'chol Yoy. Asidu Yisro Shetel B'chol Yoy. Asidu Yisro Shetel B'chol Yoy. The Gemara says, "What? Trees will grow." Loaves of bread, or cake, pastry. What's that? What's that? Lig leg all of I say a Talmud. So a Talmud came and he made part of it. So boy, I'll show you a dugma by Elam Hazen. What we saw. So that be Yasid Rishu Shetel Kol Yoyim. So he showed them chickens that lay eggs every day. No, so the Inim is already in the dream. And Gabe, he showed them a tzlaf too. The Gemara says a tzlaf. So, but what's the pshat? So on the one hand, so that's the Gemara talking. So it means that's the answer. It will be. I don't know if the Rambam really, if the Rambam hold that was going to happen. I'm not sure, but the I don't know. Because that's the chayv. We, by any standard, I think that's definitely a shinui. I see the issue of tel kol yoyim is not something that requires massive change in the chukei ha'teva, that needs to give birth every day. but so like this. If the Rambam could be Rambam held that we don't hold like that. Because the Maisha is Machlokes in Gemara, and there was the Ein Bein Maisha Olam Hazeh Maisha Machlokes Machlokes in Bat. Can there be Machlokes in Chazal? I'm going to explain a little bit what's going on there, and it has to do with the Pasha too. A few even that's clear that there's Machlokes in Gemara. The Gemara says, "Please get the Shmuel." The Gemara says, "Brochus." First time it's in Brochus. I've got my base. The one man going mad that can't be in the example of Maisha Mashiach. Please get the Shmuel. Don't Mashmuel Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Maisha Mashiach Elo Shibu Machlokes in Bat. So the Rambam passing like Shmuel, that ain't been a mazel who makes it look like Shibu and Malchus, but that was exactly what he's saying, Shibu and Malchus, that the going won't be Mishavit Chaisom. But there is another Mandoma, the Hedrick wants to plead on, there is another Mandoma, there is a Mandoma, there will be Shinuyim. So maybe the Rambam passing, so to speak, Shach to Paskin, you know what I'm held? And so maybe if you find them, this Maim Chazal, Asidu Isha to tell Kol Yerim, so it's going to be the other Mandoma, be the other Mandoma. The Maisib, Shach in the Gemara, so it says in the, we mentioned this once already. The Maisa is Taki Enkel Chorosh Achat Hashemesh. The Pshat is that they have to be Shiroshim or Adubme or Me'ein. Me'ein to Me'ein of that which is going to be in Olam Hazeh. So the Gabi said, that man, everybody holds Enkel Chorosh Achat Hashemesh. I'm just explaining what the Mechad is. Chodosh Gamre is not in Olam Hazeh. Chodosh is over, yeah. Not in Olam Hazeh. The Shail is, how do you define Chodosh? So the Mandoma said, the Boi Varecho, Boi Lo Mazeh, so if we find, if in the natural world, in the world we live in, there's a chicken lays an egg every day, no. So it's already, if an Isha is to be laid, the Kol Yom is not a Chodosh. Not a Chodosh. In Yesh Lema, the other Mandoma held, yeah, it is a Chodosh. But that's the Yisera Dovah. That's the Yisera Dovah. The Goyin, if you mention that, the Goyin says what the Machleg is, the Goyin has interesting, the Goyin has his own mahalach. In the Goyin Bechal, many small men call this, that even when the one says the head is a machlokes, it's not really a machlokes. Not really a machlokes, but it depends from what perspective, depends when, depends on the measure of movement. So, about this, the Moshe, it could be especially true in the Galata. So the Goyin said, this is machlokes, wait a minute, Elam has a Mesh Mashiach, Elam Shem Machos Bavar, the Pligay. First, Madoma says, there will be Chadoshes. Then Madoma says, there won't be any Chadoshes. So the Goyin says that it depends when the Mesa Mashiach is going to be. When the Mashiach is going to be. That the Gemara says in the Barzorah that the Gemara breaks down the Shis Alfei Shinin HaVealmo into three groups of Alpayim, right? First Alpayim is called Toyu, till Avom Avinu. Avom Avinu begins Alpayim Toyu. Alpayim Toyu. And then called Alpayim Yimei Shemashiach. Alpayim Yimei Shemashiach. So that according to that plan, Yimei Shemashiach could have begun Shnas Abbas all of it. That would be 5,700 and 9 Gimel, 73. So it's late a little bit. But it was about when it's saying, Harabim Yotzim Asher Yotzim. It could have happened. Could have happened, it was the plan, it was wrong, but it didn't happen. So the Goyin says like this, the two members, the Chazal, depends when the Yimei Shemashiach is going to begin. If had Yimei Shemashiach begun on schedule, so to speak, around Shnas Abbas HaLofim, then it would have been Ein Bein. It would have been Ein Bein. The Eilu weren't preceded, it was never 2,000 years ago, of Holoch Yelio, so I got one man on, but the Ein Bein, Eilu Shemalchis. But since it's been pushed off, and now it's happening now, towards the end of the Elam Shishi already, we're there already. And so now when Mashiach comes, we'll be actually going to the Mahalta to this, with two opinions which are not, which don't differ the Goyin says. Okay, well, anyway, come back to the Rambam.
Why is being laid a reason for the world to change for the better?
The Goyin just says it. Not change for the better, change, better worse. The Poshul time, Mistombe, the Poshul, but even a Poshul. The one is that Shis Alfei Shinin was destined for the Chukah Shemayim Boaz, Chukah Lassam Loyav, that we know it. Then the Gemara says, Shis Alfei Shinin Havi Almo. Shis Alfei Shinin Havi Almo. And Alfei Shinin, because the Boaz was the Chadish Omer. Chad Charuv, most Chad Charuv, one in Yoshan, the one bring the Shis Oyev. Chad Charuv, one Bichorev, and it's Machagish of Mitchorev, and physically Yochorev, in whole in Luchnius means a different saint of Gon. And then also goes more who the Chadish Shalom. So that the Shisaf Mishin by Sayyid Hanf, that has to be a tkuva of Shisaf Mishin in. Had Mashiach overlapped the last 2,000 years, it would have been in vain. Since Mashiach is coming already, Mamish, every Shabbos, every Shabbos, after Chatzos, each Elif is connected, each Elif is connected a day. So we hold the Mamish after Mashiach daily already, and then every Shabbos, in terms of waiting for Mashiach. So then every Shabbos already, Shabbos comes in early sometimes, and some Shabbos early. So it will be, when Mashiach comes, Bishnoi, because the Mason will happen when Mashiach comes, emotional.
There's a difference of how what the Mitzvah Mashiach are going to be like the later Mashiach comes.
What?
What was Rabbi saying that the later...
The Ein Bein is had Mashiach come on schedule. Then it would be an Ein Bein. The Mitzvah Mashiach. The other man though, I was talking about when he's late. Or later.
So now whenever Mashiach's going to come, the world's going to be totally different.
Wait and see. Wait, a chakil wait, and we'll see what's up. We'll have to see. Anyway, so the Rambam is coming back to Rambam. That's where you went a little bit. The Rambam remains the Rambam. The Rambam says that Yahweh al the wave. That's a great mouth. Again, the Rambam said, Al Yahweh al the wave. She made some Sheikh Yvatu Tov. Good, and then the Moshe. Comes the Rabbit and he says, one more line. Chen kol koyetz ve'el dvorim, everything else ve'el binyan ha-mashiach heim misholim. Tanakh is full of kaponim. Kol koyetz ve'el dvorim binyan mashiach is misholim. Means it changes. We're going to take place when he comes. They're all misholim. Ubimoyz ha-melech ha-mashiach. The Rambam says. Ubimoyz ha-melech ha-mashiach yivod ha-lakor lo'ezer dov ho-yo moshol. Then we'll be clear what the nimshol is. We'll know. Now we don't know. Now we don't speculate. But then when mashiach comes, we'll know what was the moshol. Oh, my Avraham, Dr. Ivy, the song is here, Valoy Batoyo, Valkosa Batoyo, Vishpati Chayoro, Minoret. Vishpati Chayoro, Minoret. Pause again in the Heineken fashion. Vishpati Chayoro, Minoret. Vicherim, what's Avraham about the Chet? So what do I even want? The Ivy says, the Lamb which says here, because M. Kevis is pause again in time. ונוסעתי שלום באות ושלוקתם והם אחרים וישפעתי חיו ועוד מן האורץ וחרב לשבור בעצמכם נו so what's our soggy? What's the kasha? זה זו הדבז, אין כאן הסוגי זה זו הדבז אין זו הסוגי כמו ששאר הקסוב עם מושל, גם זה מושל כמו שדושו, חיו ועוד חיו ועוד מן האורץ just like the Zayb and and the Nomi in Shai is a Moshul. So the Chayiro is a Moshul too. Like, which is that's the best cash on the right. What's my one? Yeah. So this is, Achim touched upon a little bit, and this is another one. This is in the. Probably not here. You look at Masech the Brochus with the Rish, it's on the back. It's Lamed made Lamed Beis Midas of the Blessed Mishra Beis Agili. Can I have a more brachas maybe by chance? A brachas. With all the reforms they made here, they took them out. Yeah, here it is. So Midu Chavov is Mosul, called Mosul. We have Yud Gimel Siddur, the Yud Gimel Midas, and the Lamed Beis Midas, the Torah addresses Bohem. And Chof Vov, 26 is a Moshul. It says like this. That means, if I'm shaifting from Tanakh, then it says like this. Vamed Vamamun Medivei Kabbalah. Kabbalah means Nevi'im Ksubim. Aber Medivei Teru, Mitzvah Yata, Yochol, Lidoshan, Miloshan, Moshul. And Teru is no Mishalom. Chutz Megimu Dvorim. Vamishmol Doshan, Miloshan, Moshul, Vavachach, Yvav, Vishnayim. Vamishmol says only three Mishalom in Teru. No, three Mishalom in the Teru. Three Mishalom in the Teru. And the Bresha says that Allah makes in two. One is Imelkum Mesayah Pachut Al Mishan Toy. Doesn't mean on the Mishan necessarily. It means Aburya. He recovers. Shimat Oimel Makwa is not. Okay. One. It passes Mishpot. Two. Imzelcha Shemesh Olav. In Suga Machtemis. Three. Ufasa Simlo. In Pasuk Kisaytse. Ufasa Simlo with Nezik Neyoy. The third Moshe. Sorry? What? Since we spoke about it already, that there's a pseudo shomiko too. He's also married like the Chayinim, even Chayim talk about that if somebody puts a stumbling block in front of a blind person walking the street, it's every dead love. So not a Moshul. But the post includes everything too. Moshul means it has no chat, other than this. It has no chat in pseudo. Moshul means it's not that, but rather this. Like Shiashim is a Moshul. It means it has no chat, it's not pseudo shomiko. The chat is a moshul. The moshul is a chat. The moshul means it's a chat. So here we say, Gimu Dvorim means that there is no chat. There's no little chat. The chat is a moshul. His name is not okay. We'll soon see, though, one of the big Pashtonim says there's only one moshul on the table. It's not this. It has to do with a little bit of the old Pasha. Also, the old Pasha. Good. So this I heard from my uncle, Ram Salvation, friend of Moshul. He said, and this is the Mechuvah in the Ravid. That when the Ravid said, well, Kosovo Tavish, Vadi Chayyar Lo Menorit, to me, because in here it says, in these Amin Beis Midois, there's only three Misholim. And so the Tavish says, Vadi Chayyar Lo, it's not one of the Misholim. So the Masa keeps putting Mamet, it's a Kash in Ramad. Nanagar Vas says that this is a Moshe. He can't say it's a Moshe. It's not a Moshe, because there's only three Misholim. It's not one of the three. That's the Ravid's Asoba. Good. Right, so say, it's interesting. What's up to do? I mean, these are also possible in the Pasha. Ibn Ezra, I saw it. It's the one in places which says, Ibn Ezra says, there's one Moshul in Torah. Ibn Ezra says, one Moshul in Torah. I'm not sure if it's on that possible, because somewhere else reads the possible. I'm going to say, there's one Moshul in Torah. Umaltem Eis Ola Sevavchem. Good, because Ibn Ezra, those Mishlom that says here, he's held Mishlom. Look at Pshutah. It's one marshal. There has to be a marshal. There's no chat. The mountain maze, all is about him. If Allah in Lechukha means, if Allah is the boss of means, the thing we were talking about in Sigreshah, so it can't have a literal meaning in the mountain maze, all is about him. So the sediment, that's the only marshal term. That's the only marshal reason to tell you. Mountain maze, all is about him. Interesting. Is what?
They understand that
puzzle. I know.
What's that?
They
didn't
know that
was.
What? They didn't know that was Simulikash Pshah. Who did know? The Menezra? Which
Rift?
The
Lambeth
Midas. The Mechuvah. The Menezra.
We were just asking what's the Rift to the
puzzle. What are the other? What does everybody the Ravid mean? The Ravid, Lambeth Midas, Tan Reshman. Where do they both? I don't know.
The
Shah, the
Shah, I don't know. The Shah is that you can't
set up,
you know, like,
So Achash Shemesh Olav, you could interpret literally, but Chazal say don't. And Meshenki in Umal to Meis Osram doesn't mean to open heart surgery. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean to take out one of the valves or something. So the pshat is something else. Not that there's no pshat. We said before they can learn the pshat, but the pshat is something else. Okay, anyway, there's a possibility that the Tarasefi Yumio maybe. You find all in two or three other places. It was talking about this. Find all the Saguf. Second one is all the Salev. Then you have Moshe Ben Sen Hen Yavas Vasayim. And the posted here. People vote al me and the Ido Vishmo, to whom should I speak? I testify or test Vishmo and listen to me. That I don't be talking. Nay, Arelo Oznom. The law you who le hakshiv. It's Arelo Oznom. It's always her reason. Always her reason. Third time, never time, third or fourth time. Of. Always. And as if it means, Rashi here says, Arelo Atumo. Like Rashi in Kedoshim, about the Molosa is period. About the Molosa is period. Olof is Loshin Atumo. Mechen Kol Loshin Orel. Kol Loshin Orel. But it also means, it means wearing a soundproof and telling what was here. It means they're not listening, or they don't understand. That's a chatat. Everyone is. The Atuma always is a muscle. What's it like that? What's that? What's that to do? Let me take it back. I think I'll be too low. What's that to do? Here we have, the Gemara says, that should be in the Pasuk. Mishpotim, pertaining to the Pasuk again in our passion. Says, well, why did the Torah say, the Rot, the Rotza, Adoinoves, Oznoi, Bamatseya? So why Bamatseya? So the answer is Chazal says Gemara. Chazal says a pasuk in our part, the end of the house. Oizn is a shoma al Har Sinai. Of course, it's a turnaround. Oizn is a shoma al Har Sinai. Kili bnei selavodim. Kili bnei selavodim avodai him. Holachu moch atzmi levid. As a mele, b'rotzan. Oh, so partially that means, so what does it mean? Noise in Shama Lassinai. But everybody has a shayla. There are a few shayla. Everybody has a shayla. So why do something to the reason? He stole. Right? Not just that he stole, and he was a unique company. Also, then he said, "On from Zogin or." He sold himself or whatever, so punish him and some more probably if you're talking about everything stole, then it's not being able to say. So chop off his hand. Not chop off his hand, make a puncture his hand, make a hole in his hand. Why make a hole in his ear? But, I mean, it's not a kasher, but what's there to do? So some of the answer is that the Shoyosh Adova, the reason he went off is because he didn't, even if he heard, but not saying he's dehari. He wasn't sensitive to everything that lies in the message of Libra Salavodim. That is a shame. There's not a thing. It's a job. Everything that he did, the whole thing was advanced. He stole. He sold himself. He had best and sold him. Everything comes out of the fact. He didn't dehari. He wasn't yori to. He didn't appreciate. He wasn't sensitive to the message of Libra Salavodim. For somebody that hears. He is Tadei Mashma, Shemim and Mivinim. It's Mavin, Oizen Shemas. It's Mavin. Leave himself out, it's Mavin. He wouldn't have done anything. He wouldn't have set himself onto the path of ending up as an Evid. That's the Boshim plan. And that's the music of all the Soznaim. All the Soznaim doesn't mean to be hard of hearing. It needs a hearing and hearing aid. All the Soznaim means that the Oizen being is a Moshe. It's a Moshe, like we said. It's a Moshe of not being sensitive to the message. There's a message in the Torah wants you to hear and to be made and don't be taken over. First of all, to apply what the end, second of all, to be made and don't be taken over. So all of those nine means some resonance in the ear that resonates in Havana and the wave. Yeah, okay, what's Alus a wave? If we're talking about it, the three types of Alus in Torah, which are negative, which imply the Christ, all of those nine with the son. Without Umalta makes all of the Avchem, then all of the Bosa. But so all of the Bosa get to the Mamish that if you want to know what it's, it's not emotional, but what's involved, why all of contain so much the Chavez. Me'usa here, the Mishra, the one of the longest, elaborate Mishnais, and Shas is about the Me'usa here, all of in the dorm, and then the fourth person, the Me'usa here, all of and stand over a Goyim. Then I call a Goyim, how they live, it's all the Mahu. Is Kiptuda, the Rabban, the end of the passage, Lechlova, says that the Olos, Olos Bosh is a source of Ra, because space the Roish of the Tiber, so the Nika Tiber has to do with the Mokum Olo, and Milo is Machlish that. So Melo and Olo, that doesn't have it, it's Bechlav, it's a Musul, and it's a Moshul of a concentrated form of Koychus Ra, not in especially, specifically in Tiberius, but in everything. That's all supposed to mamma. That has to be gotten real. Also, a lathe, so if you take the context, umaltem posen naked, says umaltem makes all of the bathroom, loisakshuoid. So it's a type of resistance to also the gaive, gavus a lathe. Another noun after the type of phrase, gavus a lathe. All of a lathe is gavus a lathe. There's reason to be nichna. Be nichna. I have to be nichna. Yeah, so let me just come back one more Yehuda. Here, listen to this. This often we mention that the Kliyokan being in the Pasha, talks about the Kutas Rishanim. Why, when the Torah says, B'choyset Teleichu, the Torah Daf enumerates Schar and Oynish, and Elam Hazeh, don't say anything about Elam Haba. Kutas Rishanim, Rambam, well, what is this, it says here? Why is it not mentioned? And then the accompanying, the corollary question is, that if you tell me that the Yigit Schar, like the, certainly the main days of the Mola, in Kiddushin, another place that Rambam says like that, the ischar b'hai amoleko, and the ischar is in Olam Haba. Also, lover, so my, what is this? What is these brachos that we have here and that we have in Kisova? What is b'chayes ha'teleichu? So the Kliyoka here, the assembly said, I think seven terutzim. We spoke about them on other occasions. Because the one, but I could point them. There's one. I saw it recently. I saw it down there from the Shulchan Aruch. Which some say it's the best of it. The Shulchan Aruch says that Faket, everything it says here in the Torah is talking about Olam Haba. But it's talking about Olam Haba. But the Torah talks about Olam Haba in the Shalom of Olam Hase. And here, it's actually the Torah. They're talking about the question of the Sadi from beginning to the end of the Brochus Akopon. Beginning to the end of the Brochus. So he said, they have to understand the head of God. All these Gashmistik revochim and things are going to happen with the Shalom Boretz. And that Gishmechem Bitom, and also it's Yivulo, so the 10 period. So it's a muscle, Geshem and Yivulo and Tree and Daish and Botsi, Vahulu and Achilo and Lechem and Sholom and Shkatra and Machavid and the Shvadich HaYor, all that. As Misholim, Gashmis, they give Misholim here, the Gashmis is the muscle for the Rukhni of Neil Mabo. Neil Mabo, Neil Mashabis, and Neil Mabo, the Mashabis, 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 the Mashabis they certainly apply here. We've seen it. I mean, they came out everything it says here happens. Everything happens. So, I don't know. That's why I said in terms of Bochus, I think the call is much more nice. He does have the Bochus. I say it often, it's a choshev idea to know. Right, how many different shalim in Yishanim involved like Simocha looks Mises? He li horot, he gave him, says, how many shalim in Yishanim? And then, sadness possible. He goes from Mika, involved like Simocha looks Mises. What does it mean? So, three months of Yishanim there, no. Rashi says, "Vos lasimoche litin lava al chazor asodis lebaylim yevo shem yakeach koyv sho." The averis alav, the lav in the minute tayag, the averis alav is when yevo comes. When yevo comes, the keach doesn't vacate the field and return it to the baylim. It's over this lav, because if he keeps the asodis from the keach, not to keep the lav. So here, okay, quite foolish. Very foolish. Kili Oretz. Kili Oretz is addressing the feats at the end of the Kili Oretz. Atea Einecho Bo Shem Shalcho is the word of the Chavez of comfort to the Lekeach. Ah, you paid money and I have to leave it. Yeah, it's mine, it's not yours. Well, I'm not yours. You were here until you're here, but now you have to leave. No, no, give it back to the one sold you. He leave all of us. That's a good question. That's a good question. The Rambam can do it as a different shot. It says, Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to get out of Eretz Yisrael mitchalakes l'shvodim ein l'mkevet ha-smissus. Shneema avot l'simoch l'smissus, hain in our pasha. V'imocha l'smissus shnei moivim v'loi sase. V'imocha l'smissus shnei moivim v'loi sase. Ram learns that this Azor is addressed to the moichu and to l'keach. Not, and the Averis Alav is not when Yehovah comes, l'keach doesn't vacate the land. The Averis Alav is not making a mechir l'oilom. That's the Ram. Different shittin. So, this is the Mahal for home. Not to make a mechilut misus, not to contract a mechilut misus. So mele, both of them over the lav. Say the mechet al keach. So the mele ki li oritz is going on both of them. It's not ki li oritz. It's not yours itself. Not yours the bai. Okay, primarily the mechet. It's primarily the mechet. The time is the reason you can't sell. Can't sell the ki li oritz. Okay, I mean doesn't mean choshe mishpat. Doesn't mean hekdesh. That means mom gavoya, kili or the same idea. It means that Hashem or some lawyer in a sense. Maybe a person limited in what he can do. But that's the Ramshit, that has to do with the Mechir. Has to do with the Mechir. And Rabban, in Sefer Mishnah, in the Thubshat, also Shemochus Mishnah, Rabban says that as hard as not to sell land to a goy, because a goy won't return it. When Rabban, not to, what's the Mechir Lutz Mishnah? When the Ram is not to attempt, when the Ram, but also Shemochus Mishnah, it the Isra, the Mechira, the Shasa Mechira, the Maisa Mechira. What does it mean, this Mishus? Means to contract, means to agree. Melech and Lekech agree to make a Mechutz Mishus over the love. You will soon see, Ema Sayyim Ilum. When you're banned, it's not to make a Mechutz Mishus Mamish, means to make a Mechutz which is going to be Mechutz Mishus also. Aye, how do you make a Mechutz Mishus? So does the Chosin of Balaim be able? Yeah, the answer is yeah, we sell it to Goy. So does it to Goy, then it will be a Mechutz Mishus. Then he said, don't do that. That's all, not to sell land to go, because that will be end up being a mechilut misus. And she doesn't have a bunch. Now, what's the Rambam here is, v'ein ma'asein mo'ilim. Come back to the Rambam. Rambam says that if any time in the 49 years between Yevil and Yevil, Moich and Lekeach entered into an agreement to make a mechilut misus, ein ma'asein mo'ilim. Ein ma'asein mo'ilim. Rishonim Makis, Ramban actually, and Rishonim Makis of Gimel, I think Mishnah opens the door. According to Rambam that we don't have, that this is subject to the sugya of the tash of a moment of a kind. Right, the sugya and the tash of a moment is the sugya in. For example, also in the Heinrich Pasha. No, it's moment. You can make like no. If the Merchant Kayak agreed to the Melkayak, whatever. It depends who's the man there, the Melkayak. But if you hold tonight's a moment, it's time, so that you can make a stipulation beforehand that the Merchant Kayak can agree to pay whatever price the other one is asking, despite the fact that he's underpaying. And it's how with Chilith called the Mechilas, they know. I'm not sure that it should be the same sugar, that's what I'm going to do now because I'm Gimel. They can depend on the sugar of a nice moment. I'm not saying what Shaykh was saying, no, but Shaykh was saying, no, these sugars. So the Rishonim had a Ram, which we don't have, the Shaykh to make a Mechila here. A Tanai or Mechila. And Ram said, before John had that. Rambam doesn't acknowledge them. When Rambam, it's fakert, this could be not a moment. The we have it here is Reuven Hetev. Because the Torah says Tili Horus. Moment means between Reuven and Shimon. It's his moment. It's his moment. Got to be doing this. And he wants to pay more or receive less payment, so he can do it. It's his prerogative. More or less, his prerogative. He the Torah took away the prerogative of making Mechilas Mishos. So it's not that I'm Mechilas. It's not just a schus that they should come back to the Mechilas, to the Mechilas, like you call it. It's not a schus, it's a deal. It has to come back to him because they say, well, what do you say?
Is there anything to do with Kodam Rahman Osadiyah?
So, it has to do a little bit. The Mishnah Melech and the Chinuch Shotsu. But the Emes is about it. It's not moral with Rishon. Our family is totally not machloekes, but not totally machloekes. But same time, Emma same with him. See, now Rambam, the Chinuch says, the Mishmach means the Chinuch, because of Rabba al-Chinuch, Shemochu Shneim Loikim, Avar Pi, Shlohi Ilu Masayim. So it's Mashma, Avar Gav, Dorm Achmonos, Kom Yisnom, Dorm Achmonos, Avar Dorm Achmonos, Avar Dorm But they get Malkus. Why they get Malkus? The Gemara says, "Dov Amir Medu Rachman." Right? The Tefillah Medoma. They get Malkus. There's Malkus for him. Even if Lo Yilu Myself, Dov Amir Medu Rachman. Myself, Ram doesn't say there's Malkus. Who is no Malkus? Here, there's part of the. I always say, whoever heard it already. If you didn't hear it, so listen to the Yukim and the Golden Lashon of the Rambam. Here, the Rambam says in Gabi this Halacha. He says, "V'mochu Tarsus Loisim Mochu Tzmisus, Loisim Mochu Tzmisus." And what if they do? So the Rambam says, "Ein masei hen moi ilim, ein masei moi ilim." Glad that our parsha have a few more isurim mechir, two more. Cherim, the end of the passion. Achol cherim asher yachrim ish l'Hashem mikol shaloi me'adom u'misdeach u'me'adom u'vehemo u'misdeach u'tasai lo yimo cher v'lo yigoel kol cherim mikol ish k'vashim mul Hashem. So Rashi says, nechol k'va b'seinu b'dover. That's the end of the passion. So we didn't get there yet. Yesh oimrim, yesh nechol k'va b'seinu b'dover. Yesh oimrim, the song about יש רואים עם סם חורים להקדש ומה אני מקיים גורכם ישראל יכול יהיה בכם מקוינים שפירס ואומר הרי זה חם מקוין so that the מחלוק is what the סם חורים and the coin or not but here's something about החם that חמק what חם מקוינים חם מקוינים means what is חם מקוינים the past one time what is it what's חם מקוינים mean it's a rational חומש what's חם מקוינים puts the top of the chayim, either chayim sam or chayim al koinim. So the din is very interesting aloha. Din is, and calls man, he hasn't given it to koin, it's hekdish mamas. It's hekdish. The mamas looking, it's a chas of hekdish, it's mila to you. It's hekdish. Gives it to koin, nasi ki chulun kol dova. So it's one of the madness chulun, it's one of the chovdala of madness chulun. No? It's hekdish until it gets to the koin, then it becomes chulun. The whole thing is, there's a closer. But this verse says, lo yimocher, lo yigoel. Lo yimocher, lo yigoel. And there the pasuk, the end, this is in Matthew already, Maaseh Behema. So it says, but Maaseh Behema, lo yigoel. And the Gemara says, lo yigoel means lo yimocher. So we have three, and then two examples, Yisuri Mechir. Now if you look how the Rambam brings these down. Maaseh Behema. In Hichas Lachoyis Perek Vov, Velochayim, Maaseh Behema also Lamochik to Thomas, the Nisa Torah to sell it. Shneema Aloi Goel, Mepiya Shmuel, Omnu, Shazer Shneema Aloi Goel, Miz Nisa Mechiva. Shem Niga Vein Nimkan Klal. Zag Duram, Yeroi Eli, Yeroi Eli, one of the Yeroi Eli's in Rom, Shamoichev Maaseh Behema, Loi Osa Klum, Vloi Kondo Lakeach. Again, Shamoichev Maaseh Behema, Loi Osa Klum, Vloi Kondo Lakeach. The fichach, therefore, since loyosa klum ain't no loyke, that's no malchus. Kemeicher chev mekayanim, which we just saw before, which he brings down nichos eruchin vacharomin. Kemeicher chev mekayanim shleikon lokeach. Uchemeicher ifas toyav. Kemeicher zibor b'mekayim nichos malachim. Ifas toyav b'atgisait. It says loyosis amer bo. Tachas Hashem nisov, which chazal mean say it means that you can't sell ifas toyav. In Mochro, I'm sorry, Mochro and Kiven, the Sammy Boy is Mishamish, Mochro and Kiven of Akosef, with Sammy Boy, that's the thing you saw. In Mochro, I will always ask this, no matter Mochro was in Kiven of Akosef. We Mochro ain't no Mochro, we Mochro ain't no Mochro, who marks the dome. So he says, Mochro ain't Mochro. Here he says, we also kum, we also kum. And in Bashid of Yevil, always like Mochro's Mitzvah, he says, ain't my same what you win. So the question I always ask, what's the difference between Ein Masei and Moyulin and Lo Yosa Kum? Why is Rami right in one place here, Maaseh Behema? Right, Lo Yosa Kum, and he says, like Chev Mekoinim and like Yifas Toya, Lo Yosa Kum. And here, in Shmizu Verbal, he says, Lo Yosa Simoch Lesmissus, Ein Masei Hen Moyulin. So the key to the difference is part of the difference. Yeah, what's the difference? The difference is possible. The difference is Chayim Mekoinim, which then becomes Hekdash. Maaseh Behema is a korban that he hasn't had balus in it. And Ifas Toyah for sure. So if that is, if that is, Lo Yosa Kum, means it's not a Maaseh Mechir B'chalm. I know, I'll give you an example. If I ask you, if somebody sells Dover Shem Shaloi, somebody sells Dover Shem Shaloi, sells his friend's house. And what would you say? Ain't Maaseh Meilim or Moichel Baish Lachavei Lo Sekum? Which of the two choices would you choose? Ain't Maaseh Meilim or Lo Yosa Sekum? Right, Lo Yosa Sekum. Because of the and he saved the Nishon. He told us he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. It's not his to sell. It's not his responsibility. So, the Psalms like this. Shmid of Bemis, he's a Bailam on the counter. And his Bailus that he has, is a Kenyan Lanetzah. His Bailus that everybody got from the Yerushim Avosov. So it's called Seyachuzo in the hands of the Pasha. Seyachuzo is a Kenyan Loilom. It's not a Kenyan Zman, a Kenyan Paris, a Kenyan Zman. Zikin Lailam. So Bamas, our peak Gidrei, the normal dorm of Medal Humanity and Kenyan, what Zuas he can sell. But that's the biggest side in the Khaisa Mish, whatever Zuas he can sell it. As long as it's not Zuas he can sell it. Somebody has a Kenyan in the Chavis for a week, for a month, he can't sell for longer than a month. That is to sell. But somebody has a Kenyan forever, somebody has a Kenyan in Loyalum. So Mitzad, the normal Gdorim of Chesh and Mishpat, he can sell. What's yours, he can sell. But the Torah came and said, Lo Simach, Lo Simach, Al Pichay, don't do it. Al Pichay, don't do it. Why? Because don't, the Li Orets. That's why the Rabbi used the Lo Simach, Ain't Masay Ma'ilim. Every letter in the Rabbi was the Meduik Lahafu, Ain't Masay Ma'ilim. But Shanky and the other places, the Pshad is, it's not his. It's not his. Ma'is Ma'im is not his. Because normally, I look over the Pshad Ma'is Ma'im is, because normally, if we spoke out, we learned Ruvah what? Normally, in the Korban, every Korban is Abkov Bailus. Correct? If you remember from Ruvah, we spoke about it. Every Korban is Abkov Bailus. It's Abkov Bailus in the Korban. What does he have? He's a Bailu, man, a Bailu, and a Kapori Korban. Instead of being the Baal Kapori, he has certain dinim in the Korban. Ma'is Ma'im is not Mechab. Ma'is Ma'im is just a din. The Torah says, yeah, Ma'is Ma'im, take it, try and eat it. It's not just it's not the Bailu, man, it's not Kapor, it's not Korban, it's Mechab. It's just something that the Torah says, it's by you, do something with it. Do something with it. Ben Chanan was Shidi Nech Agav, we mentioned already, that's the person, Ben Chanan Shidi is not Nech Lebas, not Nech Kumbel. It's a Machoikis, Ben Chanan, or whatever you're saying, it's a Havdi the Machoikis. What to do with my spammer? Give the coin and the value with it. Bamis is not a Bam, it's not for him to sell. If that's Torah, it's not for him to sell. Chemei Koinim, it's never comes Hekdish. Comes Hekdish Mamish. So it's not for him to sell. So there, Lo Yimochem means don't go through the motions of making a mechira. Don't try to sell it. I don't like to sell it. Don't try to sell it. Not yours. Don't try to sell it. Somebody tries to sell it, he's over love. He's over love for trying to sell it. But not that he's in a position to sell the home. All right, we'll finish all of this. I want to address another topic here. When time this week, when time that Hakonas Ezra, the Torah Baruch is a close. So the Torah is cleaning. What, Saras? Yes, everybody knows. You have to talk about what the first Rashi, which is the Torah is cleaning. Emuchu Kosei Teleichu. Rashi says, Yochol zekim mitzvot kishroim mevet mitzvot saitish tishmeru zekim mitzvot omu amani mekayim mekoyset aleichu tiyu ameilim ba toyo ameilim ba toyo. So this is the first im, but not the last, the first is my most important, the first, then everything follows, all good things follow. Then the corresponding Rashi is in the beginning of the next Pasha. So we would think that Amelim Atayr is. We have to refresh our Shmias Oznaim every year, not Bichasholim and Aral Oznaim when we come to this. That it's not a Mitzvah Chasidus. Amelim Atayr is not a Mitzvah Chasidus. It's an Aleph. It's an Aleph and it's a Tov and everything in between. It's an Aleph of the Brochus and an Aleph of the Klolus. But then continues Rashi. What's Li? Li means if he's Malkias Rebbeinu, Muskavin Lim Roid Boy. Muskavin Lim Roid Boy. So see, the contrast, Mamma is half of a fella. Nerulim is Bainim. That not being Blessed Mo Li, which is not a Melim material, is a gather of Malkias Rebbeinu, Muskavin Lim Roid Boy. Vechain, Nimroid, give us, I live near Hashem, so Malkiu Muskavin Nimroid. Nimrod knows no Mishol until Nimrod from somebody that is not Mamish being almost as much as he can, is Nimrod already. רחמנא ליצלן. וכן עם ישראל סטורים ממורים וחתורים מאשר מאוד. מכירים את ריבונו ומתקרבים לי מאוד בוי. So but I have to say, we try more mitzvahs to learn as much and as good and as best as we can. And before Shavuos mitzvah on Shavuot again, Chavos El Torah. This is the time. These days before Shavuot, the time of B'chois HaTeleichu. Everybody should examine. I'm not talking about big things. I'm putting the Seder Yoyim right here by Shavuot Shom. Hey, by Shavuot Shom right now. And by Shavuot Shom, examine the Seder Yoyim. See how everybody gets in. I'm speaking to myself out loud. Everybody, how could we be more male material and Eichos and Tammuz and everything? And for us to do better, every year to do better, try to do better in Mitzvah Hashem. No, but so in Mitzvah Hashem, I hope we can say that from last verse to this verse is better than from the previous verse. From Shavuot Tav Shnai Beis to Shavuot Tav Shnai Gimel, I hope it's better than the year before. And the year before is better than the previous year. Alright, like Rav Sadia again said, every day is better than the day before, but not as good as tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow is going to be better than Mitzvah. But the fact that the previous year wasn't as good as this year, or the next year is going to be better. Next year is going to be better, Mitzvah, for sure. Mitzvah, next year is going to be better. So it puts us in the category of Chashu Shalom. I can't even say the name anymore. Actually, Stoim and Nimoy, because we weren't doing Mamash, because we squeezed a little bit more Melus out. So until we squeeze a little bit more, it's Maki as we boinoy, Miskavin Limoy, but what does it mean, Boshit? How can it be? What does it mean? What do I get a handle on this? What does it mean? So that doesn't mean it's. It has to do with the approach. We all, with Baruch Hashem, all Bnei Torah, and the most of the. Our right, Kaiso has the right idea, the right approach. That there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as the negative form. And it requires a lot of koichus. Okay, has to be elaborated a little bit more. But here, the point is, it depends what the ladder of males comes from. You push it, the Eitz Ahara. It's an ongoing battle. It's easier said than done. Gimel Dvarim Tzeichem Chizuk, the Gemara says. The Torah is one of them. It needs Chizuk. It's not. The one thing is to decide. The other thing is to implement it day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. It's a battle. You have to be ready to do battle with Eitz Ahara. You have to have plans and strategies how to make sure that you live 60 minute hours and without distractions and to avoid Atzlos and thinking and whatever. And Atzlos and not Chazarin. All these things are a struggle. That somebody is not finds room for improvement doesn't mean chas v'shalom avadi wasn't makias rebbeinim tzavim limerbeim. The Rashi is talking about here something else. If the lack of a male's control comes from a different perspective. Perspective is even if the perspective is that Torah is a mitzvah ben a mitzvah, it's a good thing, and from that mitzvah that perspective. Time says no, so shalom alei nafshi. I don't have to. I don't want. It's nothing again. If my simcha says it's good, it's not forget. After having said the first thing, the chaznich was famous. Now somebody asked chaznich in Europe. They didn't before. It was before anybody knew he was. So some sitting in a store. So somebody told him in Vilna that didn't come chochem. So he saw him sitting in a store. So they asked him, "When did you learn?" So when I have time. We don't have time to take a potter. Mason says, "Of course, you don't have time. You potter. Being Isaac in whatever it's talking about, every time you potter. You potter. There are times when, but so when you have time, you have to learn. When that's the clock. When you have time, you have to learn. Yeah, but when you have time, you have to learn. But if the perspective is when you have time, you don't have to learn. You don't have to. Again, it could be you know you have to, but still, the person's nichshal. I'm not. I don't want to encourage. I don't want to give too much encouragement. That the Yitzhak over here. But I just want to draw the line here. There's going to be Nirshal in the Yitzhak Bito Torah. That's one thing. That every year we try to, every day we try to move up a notch and to improve. But that's not Mishkavin. Maki is a boy, Mishkavin Limit by Chas B'Shalom. Mishkavin is that somebody rejects his approach. If you don't have to learn when you have time, you don't have to. Not that I'm not talking about you have to have Ben Zmanim, maybe. And all these things, the types of relaxation, several functions of purpose, Potu Chechodayu. The Pasuk Tanis of the Torah, so Kol Gufei Torah Tuvim, but the Gemara says Brochus. Potu Chechodayu. There's a lot of Drochim, which we Yaidim as a Kosh Boch, we Makirim and Anoibdim. But if Torah is only a mitzvah, Ben a mitzvah, Ben Torah Chloima, if it's dismissed, Lagambe, and that results in lack of a melech, the person can learn. He can learn, he can be even a Tam Chochom, he can not be a day safer. But if he's missing this hakore, it's the aleph of the brochas and the aleph and tov and aleph tov and brochas and kolos. Then he's began to this because the kosh brochas have to be like this. This is the kosh brochas have to be the Torah is it's going to be the yom life. Look at my boss or something. It's tachos of the bria. And this is what you have to chazarain. And I said it many times. But it's relevant these days. But some you know what's going on there. It's all. So if you heard it, you have to hear it again. And if you haven't heard it, you have to hear it. It's posted a war being waged by the Chalokim of Klai Sol that come from the Erevah. It's very clear. The going brings from Mufush and Chazal that Iniquus and Doris of Iniquus of the Mishnicha. Mufush. That the. Right, since we left Mitzrayim, the Chalokim from the Erevah are missing the Klai Sol. So what's the Gemara in Megillah in Beitza? Shmaim no Erev, it's the Gemara in Beitza. Shmaim no, the one of the Moron came to the town. They weren't Mekabulim probably. They said, Gimel Simon Rebu Muzu, Vachmon Bashom Gem Vachasodim. And Shmaim no Erevah came. What's the Gemara? The Ram talks about it too. Erevah, the Erevah is missing the Klai Sol. The Erevah doesn't necessarily mean direct biological descent from those strands that came into Klai Sol. It means in the Shomis. The Tarubis is in the Shomis. It's in the Shomis. The Shomis of the Erevah. The Pulis in the Chazal, the Baal, those in the Shomis, in the Tkuva before Mashiach comes, instead of Igris of the Mashiach. Igris of the Mashiach has been going on for a long time, right? Because Simon said already. In his time, with Igris of the Mashiach. Instead of Igris of the Mashiach, they will assume that they will be ascendant. They will be on top of the totem pole of the Manhigos of Christ, or so to speak, in a certain sense. And they'll be right there for the long day time. And we see it, Mahmoud will see it. And not something to be dismissed. It's supposed to the Torah. Not only one Torah, it's supposed to be there's a war being waged on Torah. Here in Israel. And everybody has to know it. Could be there was Kubis a true Taka that Moshe, it's true that during World War II, the Germans, Yimach Shemom, had a special sin for Tamil Chom. Special, Mamash. And the Yisurim and the Inuyim, the persecution of the Talmid Chachomim was greater than of the Hamayna. It's true. So the by the Goyim too, the Talmid Chachomim was singled out. The Gemara calls Am Mordechai. From Homon, Vives Beinov. From Homon until now, Am Mordechai was always singled out. Together, but now the portion is everybody knows that. Anybody knows that. You shouldn't think that you or we were here for a couple of years and going back to America. It's a part of the Indian government, the government is not. It's very clear if you read the statements that these guys make, the Erev Avniks, the possibility is a war against Hashem and Torah and the Lamia Torah. That's Aleph. The possibility Miskavdim Rebain the Limroid is for sure. So Miskavdim Makis Rebain, Miskavdim Limroid Rebain. that's bullshit. So number two, we have the Am Mordechai, all the military have to realize that we're under attack. Let me just add something else. The Kima Bria, that the Kima Bria is totally on Torah, it's good apostle. The challenge is what do we do about it? So there are three approaches. And this is people. One approach is so you may like we said Torah Matelah. So somebody can say he wants to be among them besides the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, besides Nafka and Choshko Torah. He wants to do something constructive with his life. So he wants to as much possible. Good, it could be that a few hours a day also. It's only if you learn 20 hours a day. As much as you learn, but you learn because you want to learn. Because you realize the importance of learning. Yeah. Then you have is a choshev v'chelek yetzivo that you call balabatim. But they don't deny this. They know that they learned the Torah, those in the time of the Bria. So there, I always say that they're really the parasites are those people. They're parasites, even if they're parasites when they're around, they're still parasites. Parasites, while they're balabatim, they don't learn. They do nothing constructive. Constructive, they're oisik b'shuvah shel eilom. B'shuvah shel eilom, yeah. B'shuvah, they're oisik. When Talmud Torah, they're oisik less. So relatively speaking, they're the parasites. But I have nothing against them. I want to say parasites, because that's the term they use. They call them for years already. The Eruv Avnik have been calling the Lord and Torah the parasites. The Rachman Lassan, Afalukumay. But I've been saying for 10 years that the parasites are the ones that don't learn. But I have nothing against them. As long as you realize that you're a parasite, I don't mind carrying you on my shoulders. I don't mind. And not me, the Lord and Torah, I shouldn't be a parasite. But the Lord and Torah don't mind at all. They're learning and carrying everybody else on their shoulders. It's the ones that I'm happy for Yosef, and they say that they not only they do nothing, contribute nothing, that's mamish, the miskavnim, the makiyas rebbeinim. So akobonim is like this. So but this happens, for sure it happens, because this is Amalek is posted, Chelik Amalek in Ebrach. It's called Belief from Savi, it's a Vayavar Amalek. But once Amalek came, when it's Befidim. And Befidim, and the crowd that Befidim was Ben Pesach Lab Service. Sometime, and then because the Molech was not in this school, my Pesach Lab Saras. The Refidim means that there was a Refidim Yodayim in among the Lomne Torah, in the Beis Medrash. Everybody said that, it's supposed like that. You don't tell them that. For them, it's not Negeya. But for us, very much Negeya. So not only to feel the one to attack, but you have to understand why we under attack. We under attack. Doesn't happen. We live in the world of Ashkocha. Doesn't happen. A Molech comes only with Rofi Dev in the Torah. Otherwise, he has no. No peace on Tabakh. It's a sleeping dog and remains sleeping. The dog wakes up and starts barking is because of Ofi Dayim Natari. So then number one posted the current events, current events are Machai is Haskot in the morning. So it's not really heard this on other occasions too, but to repeat it. But something else, I wanna add one more point in. Very important here. I think. I think Ashkoch is preparing the apostles, setting up the camps, the different machnas for Moshiach comes. Right? There's a lot of Eden that don't know what's happening. they don't know what's happening. Either they don't know what's happening, they don't know Torah is under attack. But like this, you have by the Chet Ha'egel, I'll finish in 1 minute. So the one says there were three types of three kaisos. Those that were nishal had to go three gulas. One was the oivid, about his own mamish. One was the gifev and nishal. Kiss the eagle. And then the third category was samach believer. Samach believer. Our brother on the outside, they didn't do anything. They didn't participate in the chayde eagle. It was no vashach, it was no vayizbechol. They didn't even go over to it. But samach believer, they died in the midst of waking. And that's when human is what's happening today. I'm not to this. Relatively speaking, Yechidim are the ones awaiting a war. But the rest of the Yisrael, so they're being split into two camps. There are those that are being mistaken for the Olam HaTorah. You hear the Gzeres Kakolis, what they call it, shutting off all funding. They want to shut off all funding and support. Everything, and they say among themselves that in 1 year they give the Olam HaTorah 1 year, then all the Moses will collapse. That's what they're hoping for. So among everybody else, there are those that and here the line is being drawn. I think there are those that even if they're not learning, and even if they don't have the chelus to support Moses, not everybody can open up his pocketbook and make up for the deficits. But if they're mistired of a wave. So then that would have been whoever is Somach believes. Whoever is Somach, I always thought they were parasites. I always thought that they were taking too much, whatever. The Somach believes is going to be on the other side of the fence. All right, I good enough, son.